Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome back for another episode of Loving Hip Hop New York. We are on season 9, episode 2, The Blame Game. Juju isn't invited to the party. Joe is in the doghouse and Fetty stands Alexis Sky up. What's going on in this episode? Stay tuned for all the info and more right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Okay, Alexis Skies just dropped a new record, so we have to show love to the single mothers out there, because she needs her coin. She cannot rely on Fetty.
Not the single mom, I'm just saying. Know that Fetty ain't there.
We know Fetty's not there because we watched this episode, okay?
That's true.
Let's get her her single on iTunes. It's called No Tiffany. She wants the AP bus downs. Ooh. Only, all right? So that's what we're opening up to. Overall thoughts of the episode. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. And overall, I think we're getting to know what everyone is going through. And it seems like a lot of people are going through the same thing, and they're able to be each other's, like, you know, backbone through it all. So I think that's good. Hopefully they can stay cool.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm still loving everybody's storyline, but I was like, oh, I'm like, hold on, the drama is cutting deep already. I'm like, first last season, it was like the turn up started real fast, but now I'm just kind of like, oh, y'all need a counselor? Like, you need a box of tissues? I just feel so bad for everybody.
Well, Maino is acting as a counselor, it seems like, to Jewel's. Right. He sits down with him and then opening up the scene, and basically he's giving him advice because Maino was locked up at 16 years old and did 10 years.
I would have never knew.
And he had a son on top of that. So Jewel's, he was a little more, you know, lucky in his career. He was able to, you know, be an artist and have some hits. And he has his sons now with Kimbella. And now he's facing time and he doesn't know what to do, whether he should fight it and get more time or just take the deal and sit down, even though he feels like it's a harsh sentence because he didn't purposely do it. Mm-hmm. However, you got to take responsibility. If you're holding guns, you know the laws are strict in New York, you're on drugs. Like, I can kind of understand the drugs fogging your mind, but that's no excuse.
I kind of want to know how true the storyline was, too. Because, like you, it's like you kind of know how things are. And it's like, one, okay, he's a public figure. So it's like, you know, you've been to the airport numerous times. You've been to runways, whatever, anything having to do with TSA and airport, like, security. So it's like, yeah, you may have been on some Percocets or whatever you want to call it, but at the same time, like, who was packing your bag? It had to be you if you knew you was carrying a firearm. And then it's like, you rolling without security. It ain't like he got Floyd Mayweather and his, you know, bodyguards with him. So it's like, he probably thought he needed security, but it's like, you should have left out in the car. But then it's like, where are your friends at? You know what I mean? Or where was Kimbella at? Who's like,
you know, he has multiple guns if this is the case. So
that too.
Yeah. So you got to have multiple guns because it's like, where your gun at when you need the security if it's in your bag. So
you had a reason for bringing it. You didn't have nobody with you. So that's why you brought it with you, because this was like your security.
But do people really think they can get guns through security? Like,
take notes from Jewel's. No, you can't. I mean, you're not getting past TSA.
Well, Maino, he kind of just, you know, opened up and said, you know, how hard it was for him to get through this, you know, type of thing with his family. And, you know, basically, Jewel's, I don't know, it's the blame game. He's blaming the system. And I think everybody's blaming the system, saying that it's hard for young black men, which it is, in America. But is it hard in America, or are you making it hard for yourself?
I kind of think in Juelz's situation, I kind of feel like he's making it a little hard for himself. It's like when he's like, oh, I know I'm innocent, blah, blah, blah. It's like, technically you're not if you had a gun in your bag. Like, you packed it, either somebody else packed it, you knew it was there, you know? And so it's like, you kind of just, I feel like I'd respect it more if he was like, yeah, I did it, I messed up, now I got to kind of pay for the consequences. And it's like, it seems like a no-brainer to take the little plea deal, do a little 18 months and get out, whatever. That's what, like a year and a half? Like, you know
what
I mean?
He's trying not to get off with no time because he doesn't recall leaving a gun.
But it's like at this point in time, it's looking like you're gonna have to do a little bit of time. And clearly, I mean, knowing now today, we know that he's gonna do time, but it's like,
yeah,
you knew.
Well, Jonathan and Sin and Kim Bella, they meet up before the party because they want to discuss what's going on in the gossip world with them. And basically, Kim Bella explains her fight with Yandy and what the issue is. And I think Kim Bella is overreacting. First of all, yeah, we get into it with our friends every now and then. And maybe we may not talk for months, but then a holiday or a birthday comes up, you know what, girl, I'm gonna send you a happy birthday shout out, and I might not call you because we are not in a good place, yeah, but I'm gonna show you love and then you call me and then we can reconcile that way. I feel like that's what Yandy was doing. What do you think?
That one's a little hard because I'm like, Kimbella was making it seem like Yandy didn't reach out, period, versus like via telephone, you know what I mean?
She didn't, okay, so I'm like, okay, then that
I feel I may be on Kimbella's side at that point, because it's like I'd feel like that too. It's like if we weren't talking or whatever, don't get on social media to be like, hey Kayla, girl, happy birthday, like, you know, we ain't talking like a year. I'd be like, girl, bye. No, you could have texted me, because you know what I mean. So I'm just kind of like, I kind of feel her on that one a little bit.
Okay, I mean, I feel like either way, it's just not, it's petty. Mm-hmm. And so she showed love, regardless whether it was fake or not. She showed love. She showed love by getting Kimbella on the show. And I mean, what, I don't know, the real reason that she got mad, she got into it later on mm-hmm. in the episode. And it just seems petty. And I feel like if she showed love, however she did it, that was your turn to get on the phone and say, hey, well, you know, why haven't I heard mm-hmm. from you, and you posted this, you know, why did you get on Instagram and blast me? Because yeah. now you're making it a bigger thing than what I did, you know, because yeah. she could have, Yandy could have easily deleted it and nobody would have thought twice about it, because like she said, we're not Oprah and Gayle. Mm-hmm. We're no, you know, nobody that best friends, important. Yeah. that,
ain't nobody checking for you.
Right. Y'all got to stick together. Me and my
because at the same time, I don't know, because Kimbella's like response, now that I think about it, Kimbella's response could have been different. It could have been like, hey, thanks girl for the happy birthday wishes, but it's like, hey, I think we need to talk on a separate conversation, you know yeah. what I mean, like, I appreciate the post, but hey, hit
me. Or she could have just left a comment like, hey girl, I haven't even talked to you in a year,
mm-hmm. why don't you call my phone me? Yeah, right, like,
that should have been that on that. So basically, Kimbella feels like she was thrown under the bus because Yandy didn't tell how it happened with her showing up at the birthday party.
That was real petty, because I'm like, in Kimbella, in Yandy's defense, Kimbella, you should have never went. Like, that's like you being like, hey girl, I can't make my other homegirl's birthday party, do you mind going over there and taking a gift? I'd be like, girl, I don't even know your homegirl like that, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like, I don't know First if I feel all, comfortable with you. Like,
how did Kimbella feel like Yandy was setting her up to fight when she can't even fight? We saw this first time she was introduced. What's her name?
Emily?
With Chrissy. Emily. Chrissy decked her out. I mean, she fell on the floor. She was almost knocked out.
I wish we had a clip of that season. I was
we might have to bring out some epic clips for a special segment.
I remember Kimbella like, yeah, I used to date Fab. Like, she was like, yeah, I used to date Fab about 3 years ago. So Emily was like, I was pregnant 3 years ago. That one must have been like the most awkward line on Love and Hip Hop history.
But she knew though. So it was just like, she, you wanted to upset someone and she wants to be messy and you get... Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get smacked for that. So, Jonathan is now explaining that he's upset with Juju because she basically did some shady business.
Which was so random.
Went behind his back and did a podcast. And I'm like, what podcast Juju got? So what are we mad for?
I was still one. I think that was just something to get Jonathan back on the show. I think he should have just stuck with Anais. I didn't even know she was going to be back, but I'm like, if we was bringing her back, they should have just been a duo. Because don't give Jonathan no whack storyline about Juju being fake. Like, we barely know what Juju even do on a daily basis.
We know what happened. This is a setup for the mess. Everybody is mad and everybody's going to show up at this party. So they just setting everything up. And that's what's happening. Kimbella's overreacting. Yandy reached out to Juju. They met up right after all of that happened. And Yandy tells her side. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like,
three sides to every story. And we still waiting on the truth.
So basically, Yandy's saying that she's been reaching out. She heard about the case with Juelz. And Kimbella's still tripping. Like, you reached out to Juelz first. Okay, first of all, Juelz is her client. Mm-hmm. So she makes money with him. So she's going to reach out to him first. Second, you are mad at me. So why am I reaching out to you first?
You know what I was thinking about, though? It's kind of... Like, Yandy messed up a little bit because it's like she's mixing business and friendship and pleasure all in the same pot. You know what I mean? It's like you can't have a client be Jim Jones and then you turning up with his wife at the end of the night. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like you mixing business with pleasure. Yeah, and it's backfiring now. You know what I mean? Because now your homegirl is thinking like you supposed to be loyal to her when it's like, no, your real loyalty is your client because you're his manager, publicist, whatever she got going on.
Exactly. And she actually kind of mentioned that in this Breakfast Club interview. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give us a clip of, not this part, but she basically said she had to learn the hard way of doing that because she'll be, you know, taking the woman empowerment route, like, oh, you're not going to do her wrong. You're not going to have these girls up in the studio. But then she had to learn when she meet up with Juelz. He's like, look, I'm not even doing that right now. We came to work. And she had to learn. And I think that's where the, you know, once the relationship has been formed, it's kind of hard to be like, no, I can't be friends with you anymore. So I think that's kind of where it happened. So
she was probably put in a tough position, too, because if you think about it, Kimbella, Chrissy, and Juju were all kind of in the same boat thinking that all their men was cheating. We've seen it on several different episodes. Well, not really Juju. I'm like, we barely just seen Juju about a year and a half ago, whatever. But it's like, you already know Chrissy and Kimbella was already like, what? Females in the studio. You staying out late night, not coming home with the family. Why are we not married yet? It's been 10 years, whatever. We got the kids. We staying for the kids. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, it's just too much. But she dibbling and dabbling. It's definitely backfiring. So,
well, we already know that they were cheating. Cameron, Juelz, and Jim Jones.
All Dipset.
Dip. They was dipping it in somebody's set. We already know that. Juju, she met up with Kimbella, giving positive vibes. Like, girl, you know, I'm going to be here for you whenever you need me.
She's such a good little friend.
Is she? Because Jonathan says she's not. I don't know. She did have positive vibes. She brings up the Yandy and then the party. And then that's when Kimbella tells her she's not invited to Jonathan's party. And she's like, well, Yandy told me I could go.
Whole little mix.
So if you're not invited and someone tells you about it, are you going to the party?
No.
Are you crashing?
No. At that point, I'm not going to give you my energy because it's like either it could either go two different ways. It's either I'm going to go and get like execute my plan of like, ooh, I'm going to ruin a party and start an argument. Or it's like I'm going to be kicked out before I even get to the door type
of thing. But this is the thing.
It's like, ain't nothing embarrass me.
Just because you crashed the party doesn't mean you ruin it. You can enhance it. I'm going to come in the party blinged out like, oh, you didn't want to invite me?
I got no time for security guards talking about somebody get her out the party, embarrassing me. I'm on Shade Room and all.
Well, you know who was embarrassing somebody was Anais. First of all, she didn't follow the rules of the party. It was all black party. She shows up in a white ball wedding gown. And then she takes the mic and sings Happy Birthday, Marilyn Monroe style. Like, she sounded... Can she sing? First of all, I thought she was a pop star.
I thought she was, too.
In her former life.
That kind of seemed like it was, like, a little joke. Like, you karaoke night with your homies.
Oh, was that what it was? It was a joke? Because
I don't know if she was serious.
I thought she was trying to be, like, Marilyn Monroe with the white dress. You know, the dress, Marilyn, when she was over the little fan.
It was real Lola Bunny, like, Jessica Rabbit, like, burlesque. Yeah. Type of vibe, and I wasn't here for it. And either I don't know if I was here for her outfit either. But the new Anais looks different, though. She look a little, she lost a lot of weight, the wig, and she looked a little orange. I didn't know if that was her confessional or
maybe it's the lighting. Yeah, they didn't have the right lighting how they do us in AfterBuzz.
She looked like she lost some weight, though.
We have good lighting here, thanks to AfterBuzz. So Jonathan's turning 34. Joe was too tired to come, and Anais took over the first half of the party. But, you know, sometimes when you have extra friends like that, like, they're just, they gotta do something extra. Mm-hmm. I think they're all like that, though. Jonathan's extra.
He is extra in his own way.
So
he just didn't want Anais to come ruin his party.
But that's what he was saying. He was like, me, you, Sin, and Anais are having so much fun. Like, why did I invite Kimbella and Juju and Yandy to ruin my party, you know? So basically, in walks Yandy, Kimbella. Well, first, the first fight was Juju. So Juju comes in, she crashes the party.
Jonathan's face she said
gets
it all.
Right. His face was like. And so Juju gets right to it. Like, I heard you didn't want me here.
I'm here.
Right. And so she's like, what did you say about me? And he's like, oh, I guess Kimbella told you. Like, you knew Kimbella was going to tell her. Like, did we ever?
I thought it was an A and B conversation. Like,
and then he tried to throw her under the bus. Like, did he ever at any point say, hey, this is between me and you. Like, don't bring this to Juju. Mm-hmm. Or is he just like, Juju's fake?
And he should have known. Because, I mean, Kimbella was already, like, coming to her defense. He was like, oh, well, you were like, what do you mean she's fake? And, like, he was explaining. And she was like, oh, I mean, well, like, her trust has to be earned with her. Like, that's the type of person she is or whatever. But I didn't feel like that was her taking a dig at Juju. Like, exactly. Jonathan was just trying to take somebody down because he was being brought down.
Exactly. So we don't think that she was doing anything wrong. Like, she did what she was supposed to do as a friend.
Yeah, because I'm like, you should have known. You should have known that's one of Juju's best friends that she was going to find out either way. And you're on live TV, like national TV.
So in the midst of all of that, then Yandy walks through the door and Kimbella's still turned up and she doesn't want to turn down. She's just like, going in. So
make
she
things worse.
The killing part about me is when Anais steps in for Jonathan and Juju, and she's like, you're a has-been. And she was like, you a never was. Like, that was so funny to me.
It was, because it's kind of like, it's kind of true, though, because it's like, Juju, it's you. You really ain't got no weight under your belt, sis. Like, we only know you as Cameron's ex-girlfriend. We only knew that because you was brought on here last season and said that. I'm like, she wasn't really out there in the limelight like Kimbella and Chrissy was. We knew it was the couples type of thing. It was no little triangle of Cameron and Juju. I think Juju was at home.
Yeah.
Taking care of the house.
I don't know, but Anais is hilarious for that. So then Yandy is like, calm down, Kimbella. Just tell me what you got to say. And Kimbella's like, turned up. Like, no, we're going to talk. If you let us, you can apologize. Like, it just became no resolution, and she walks out. So, yeah, that's pretty much.
I know. I'm like, out of drama, summed up.
I mean, that's a dumb reason, I think, to break up a friendship, because it's one, petty. And then two, like Yandy said, you need me. You don't have a support system. Your man's about to go in jail. I'm going through it. I've been through it. Mm-hmm. I can help you. I got money. You need a little cash. You got on the show because of me. And it's like, now you're trying to turn against me.
But at the same time, that's what kind of like bitter in the butt, though. Like, you over here going through the same stuff that these women are going through, and you're just trying to be like their bestie and stuff like that. When it's like, no, you need to keep your manager hat on, your Olivia Pope hat on, and stick with business. Because it's like, clearly this is what's happening if you're not sticking to the business. So we'll see.
Well, let's get into a little bit of news and gossip, because we have some juicy stuff for you today.
I'm like, we got more gossip than news. I'm like, it's so much gossip than news today, y'all. So I'm like, let's start off with Alexis Sky and Fetty Wap and this Solo Lucci triangle that's been going on in the Shade Room, you guys. So if you guys haven't been keeping up, we have a picture right now, if you guys can see the screens. And for the people listening on iTunes, so what happened was, on the episode last night, Alexis Sky pretty much established that it's just her out here. Fetty's not pretty much doing anything for her and Alea. And she has to do what she has to do to get all these doctor's appointments and stuff taken care of so that her daughter can be healthy. But a lot of people on the internet, after seeing a full image of Alea, are now like, that baby looking more like Solo Lucci than Fetty Wap by the day. And so Alexis is actually getting pissed off because her daughter actually has a disorder that we mentioned last week, where I totally forgot the name of it, but her daughter daughter has a disorder where her head fills up with a lot of fluid and gets swollen, that could possibly lead to brain damage. So we had Alexis in our prayers, but she was actually getting mad because since her head is kind of enlarged a little bit, people are saying that her head is shaped like Sola Lucci's. And so, I don't know, it's getting a little messy on the internet here. And then a little pettiness, the Maury show decided to step in and tell Alexis Guy if she ever wanted a DNA test to get this done today, to call him. But I'm like, at the same time, though, I kind of feel Maury. It's like, you guys are celebrities that it's like, why is it taking so long for a DNA test? I'm like, we're kind of doing this with the last storyline with A1 and Safari and this Lyrica baby.
I can't believe Maury feel like we're snowballing this. It's still on, though. Maury, about 20 years in now. Anything else?
Okay, so we have a new couple alert, new dating scene, you guys. So apparently, if you guys have been seeing the blogs, Erica Mena and Safari may be a new item. I don't know how I feel about that.
Out here with matching minks on.
Matching furs, but you never know, though. You know Safari. I just feel like Safari be doing stuff for storylines.
And Erica might
just be trying to
Atlanta,
get a little relevant.
LA,
yeah.
New York, she's everywhere.
She's making her pop up. She's about to be the next Cardi. Yeah, I'm like, she's trying to be Cardi on every season.
Anything else?
I'm like, I think that's about it for right now. I'm like, okay. We got some more, though.
Oh, yes, because I found some stuff. More. I found a photo of actually on Alexis Sky's page of Lele and Fetty. They reunited.
Wow.
Now, she ended up deleting the photo off of her Instagram because she said people kept, you know, going in on her about who the baby daddy was. And mm-hmm. she was like, stop it. You know, just, you know, positive vibes for a baby. Like, why mm-hmm. are y'all so hateful towards a baby? Mm-hmm. And now Fetty Wap stepping up to the plate. So good news for that. We also got a update for Pam from Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Nigerian husband has made an appearance on the gram. And there he is right there. What do you think of
the
handsome couple?
Front door.
She got a man I don't. What's going on, Pam?
To be honest, she looks happy, but why does that look like he could be her son?
I mean, she's a cougar.
Well, that too, but like in the face, like they look like they have the same nose. And it's like if she washed her makeup off, I think they'd have the same face.
Hey, sometimes people aren't attracted to people that look like them, I guess. I don't know. But I think I have another piece of news where I got a chance to get out this weekend. I saw Monice performing live at the Sayers Club right here in Los Angeles, and she killed it. So let's take a look at her performance right here.
She sound better live.
That is for rock star princess what they made up and whoever else said Monice can't sing and Brooke. That's for you guys. Monice killed it at the Sayers Club. So we just been updated with all the cast members. I guess we're going to get right into Breakfast Club interview with Yandy. She dished a little tea about what happened with her and Mona and how she got to the point that she's in now.
Before we talk about that, sorry to cut you off. So another little quick piece of news and gossip was that if you guys go to Lyrica and A1's Instagram page, they kind of sort of debuted their new son, Ocean Bentley, and they kind of did it in a mysterious way. So I'm like, I wish we had the images, but if you go to their Instagram, y'all, Lyrica made a whole new Ocean Instagram, put his first newborn picture with the heart eyes emoji over his face, y'all. And A1 and Lyrica came up with the great idea that if their son gets 200,000 followers, that they were going to show his face.
Okay.
So a lot of people are on the internet trolling them, y'all. I don't know how I feel about this, trying to exploit my son's face for 200,000 followers.
Just show the baby, okay? Y'all are not Cardi B and Offset, okay? All right, so let's get into this clip. Breakfast Club interview. Yandy shows up. Charlamagne gets it out of her that it's not all peaches and cream with her and Mona. Let's get it right
into
it.
Look at how Charlamagne looking.
I made a face because I wish I could.
She don't let you know.
I'm like, this is, we started this together. Mm-hmm. We were in the rooms. I'm like, Mona, I need your help with this show. Come on. Let's do this. This is a situation that we walked in the door together.
So what happened?
First season, I was on the producing side. And I guess I traded in my producer hat for a talent hat.
Jesus Christ,
Andy. It was
a
bigger check. I was stupid. I was young, and I was stupid. And I didn't have the proper guidance to sit me down and say, don't go for the bigger check. Go for ownership.
Mona posted school you to that.
Mona so was like, I'll take your part.
So who came up with the concept of Love and Hip Hop?
I heard it was Jim.
Originally we had it. Jim and I came up with the concept. It was called Keeping Up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. We pitched it to Jim Ackerman. He loved it. I got a development deal over at VH1. We started shooting it, and this was when life started happening with Jim. You know, the stuff happened with Max B, and Stack Bundles got killed. And Jim was like, I don't want these cameras while I'm going to Stack's funeral.
I don't want
these cameras in my face while I'm dealing with my artist. And they were like, okay, we're in a car. We need your mom here. We need Chrissy here. We need this. And he was like, no,
I'm not doing this. I signed up for.
This is not, it's too intrusive. I'm not doing this. And then I was like, oh, Lord, I'm going to lose my deal. Because he just kind of shut down. And I got it then because he was dealing with life.
Right.
And I'm like, Mona, it was one of those dinners, tears in my eyes. I'm like, Mona, these people gave me all this money, and I don't want to lose my deal. My client don't want to do it no more. And I'm like, I need help.
And that's what happened, guys.
This is how Love and Hip Hop was born.
And we're season 9 right here, episode 2. And I'm here for it. We got more franchises that have branched off from this. So Yandy right now is kind of not feeling that she gave up her production hat. Now she's just a cast member.
I was thinking the same thing. To be honest, it's like, I think it was established, like, the first season in New York. I think Yandy kind of mentioned that she kind of had a hand in it, but nobody really took her seriously. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of like, where is her little credits? Like, I don't feel like Yandy was skimmed out on the little credits about this little show. Like, everybody's like, oh, Mona Me Productions, we need to get on Mona, da da da. And it's like, Yandy kind of was in there, too, though. Yandy kind of had that check first and then went to Mona, like, I need your help because I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
So
what
if she would have went to somebody else, like, what if she would have went to, like, Oprah or somebody else that was, like, a star person, like, this would have been something totally different.
Exactly. So she gave it up herself. She wanted to be on the screen, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you got to make that decision if you're going to be your production, because Shawnee goes through it with
basketball wise.
So
Mendeecy's probably told Yandy to get that check. We need to get me pay these lawyer
fees. And he wanted to be on the show too. Yeah. So it's just like, don't let your man talk you into some stuff that now you don't have ownership of Miami and
she ain't got nothing
LA and
Mona
Atlanta.
Had the lawyers real low, like, lawyer up.
Yeah, but she even said that she went into it more on the interview. Watch it. She goes in more in depth. So, so let's get into Joe. And we didn't talk about it. He was still in the doghouse.
Oh, yeah.
So basically, with him being in the doghouse, he's cooking breakfast. Sid has been locking herself in the baby's room.
He ain't even cooking. He made her a bowl of cereal and some orange juice. I was disappointed.
I don't know.
Because he got men out here thinking it's that simple that we just need a little bowl of cereal.
Well, she said she's not giving it up so soon. So I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't want to be a regurgitated A1. And
we definitely don't need it. But I'm like, come on, Joe. You just need to throw out the eggplant, the old man eggplant for Sin. She already had the baby. Like, make her feel good. She's bomb. I love Sin.
Well, I have brought back our special segment, the game that you guys cannot wait to play. Guess That Bar. If you're listening in live chat, you can tune in to and play along with us. I think you have it pulled up right here.
I do have our chat here. I'm like, we have Kimberly Mayfield in here. Hey, Kimberly. We have Dula Men and just Justice Poetics. He actually says, he's not surprised that Monique can sing for real.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in with us each and every week. We want to thank you because we are the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes,
and we have reality segments. We have sci-fi. We have so much that we talk about here at AfterBuzz TV. So we want you to subscribe, like, and comment. If you have any shows that you would like to see us cover or that we do cover, check us out.
Yeah.
And if you are listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating.
And on Spotify.
All right. So we're going to get right into Guess That Bar. If you don't know what Guess That Bar is, I'm going to read the lyrics in monotone, and then you are going to guess the bar and who sings it.
Ooh, I'm nervous. Look, it's been a while, girl. Like, I'm like, I'm a little rusty.
I know you know these songs, so I'm just going to sing it for you. Yeah, dollar bills, y'all. A lot of bills, y'all. Knew you're trying to touch me a meal, y'all. Came up. I'm what's up now. When you shine, all these haters want to talk down.
Is this like, it sound like City Girls. Is this City Girls?
Oh, no. No, no. Wrong song.
Who was this one?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, haters wanna... Is this Snoop Dogg?
No, 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 no. Let me do some more. I don't feel a way by what a N say. It's all love. I let a hater hate. Pull up on them. See the paper plate. See the oyster. Perpetuate today.
Oh, my God. Y'all know this song? Look, I'm like, I'm going blank. I definitely don't know this one. Who is this?
All right. Hit it, Jonathan.
I ain't never heard this song, bro.
It's Hi Hater by Mado. You never heard it. Hi Hater. This is the
How does the chorus go? Because I'm like, I don't even listen to that girl. I've never listened to Mano. Like, I don't think
you
I
never
know
listened to Mano, but this is your time right here. Loving Hip Hop. This is what he debuted on the charts.
Jonathan,
with.
Can I hear the chorus? I'm like, I don't know if I know this one.
You don't know Hi Hater?
I feel like Hi Hater is somebody else. Like, is this him though? Like,
yeah, this is Hi Hater. I don't know. It's part of the
Let chorus. Me hear him say Hi Hater, because I'm like...
There we go. Hi Hater.
Hi Hater.
You see me.
Girl, no. This went over my head. Look. So
the next
Justice
one.
Justice Poetics was like, what the hell is this? Yeah, I don't know. This one. Mano. Look, man, I ain't never listened to Mano a day in my life, and nor do I think I will.
Okay, the next one. I know you're going to get it. I know you're going to get this one. This one was a hit. Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when I saw that body, gotta get shorty. Tell her what the young boy gon' do.
Tell what the young boy gon' do. Then it's sick with you. Gotta, hey, okay, Chris Brown, run it, hey.
Okay, Chris Brown, run it. Featuring who? Jewel Santana.
Yes, Jewel is on there.
Hey, hey.
Gotta be a kid. Be pretty thick when the kid.
I was like, where's Joel's verse?
I'm like, his verse
looks like a baby.
His verse was in the beginning.
I think he did have one in the beginning. I think he says one in the middle, too.
Oh, no. Well, Joel's was on there, y'all. This is when
Back
he was
to
hot.
The Crib. Look, Back to the Crib is another bop by Jewels and Chris Brown. That's another one. We might have to open yes. it out next week or something.
All right, we got one more song. You're going to know this one, too.
Let's hope, because the first one took me for a loop, girl.
You came to get it on, more than five O's in your bake, then get it on, roll up that stank and get it on, slank that fit it on, come to get it on, hold up, she want that work, twerk that, then let me hurt that, murk that, till you gotta get your hurt back. You gotta know that. This is a popular song.
All Wait, right. hold on. Let me see. Let me hear a couple lines. Let me see.
She's at the bar styling, throwing up. She drink a little Hypno, throwing it up. But I'm only dealing with freaks that want to cut. Ma, if you agree, I want a... Ooh. I'm going to end up on BET Uncut.
Is this Joe Budden? I'm like, who else is on here? I'm like, this sound like it ain't no Jewel song. So I'm like, who else is on the cast? Is
All right, Joe Budden? You gotta guess the song.
I don't know the song, though. I feel like this is a Joe Budden. It was like Pump It Up or something. Like,
hit it.
Hey. So I'm like, I don't know why I was thinking of like, you got served, because I was like, wait, hold on.
Hey.
Look at how
they
young he looked.
Bounce over here, y'all.
Oh my God, he was like a kid. Was this pre-drugs?
Well, you got this one right. You got the other two wrong. I mean, no, you got run it right. So you did,
I got two out of three.
You got two out of three. So she's one.
Two out of three.
Guess that bar today. You guys, let me know what you want to see a special segment of us doing. We did trivia last week.
Yeah.
We're doing
Guess That Bar.
We never know what we're going to do.
Shout out to It's Latasha. She said, I was like, I should know this song, but... I need the music, LOL. And then Justice Poetics is like, on that Mano song. Yeah.
We're trying to, you know, let you guys be familiar to who the cast is. They actually were on charts. They actually were loving hip hop. So they did their thing for a
I'm like,
minute.
Yeah, Jewel's got some hits. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that last night. I was like, dang, Jewel's is a little corny now. But I'm like, he got some hits back in the day.
All right. So let's get right into our predictions. What do you think is going to happen?
I kind of feel, okay. Started a little early, y'all. Sorry. I kind of feel like Yandy and Kimbella are not gonna make up. Mm. I see some eggplant in Sin's future. Mm. I kind of feel like Anais and her husband may be back together. I feel like her husband is going to make an appearance.
That's so interesting.
Either that or I predict she's going to run back into Rich and they're going to like reconnect. So we'll see.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but in the montage at the end, Rich brings Sydney Starr, who is a transsexual rap person. So I don't know how that happened. I don't even have no prediction for that, but her and another Nia old Lee, school, yeah. Nia
like,
Lee.
How the hell did Nia Lee get back on?
Right, and now she has to fight a man. I don't know. I mean, I think Rich did really good with putting her in check. Like, hey, don't be screaming at her because, one, you're a man, so it's still not a fair fight. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going to happen there. But I think, on the contrary, that Yandy and Kimbella will make up.
You think so?
I think she needs a friend. She just said earlier in the episode, I only have two friends, and that was Juju and Jonathan, and, well, three, Sin. So she needs all the support she can get.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, I do wish the best for him, but...
Well, this was a cool episode. I'm your host, Ms. Conversation Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in. Leave a comment. Tell us what you think about the show. Tell us what you want to see more of. And you can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Peace or Twitter, M-I-S-S, Combo Peace.
Yes, thank you guys so much for joining us this evening. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @_KaylaRenee.
All right, thank you guys so much. We'll be back.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.